It is Tuesday, February 12, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Theater Squared's seventh season continues with Sons of the Prophet through March 3rd at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. This comedy offers a painfully honest view of how we cope with wounds that refuse to heal. Tickets and more information available at theater2.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, the continuing evolution of charter schools in Arkansas. Jacqueline Froelich has that report in about 7 minutes.
Plus, our monthly survey of visual arts in the area, including a visit with three architecture students at the University of Arkansas about their photographic studies of different places in Northwest Arkansas. And for Fat Tuesday, we go inside the kitchen of Maddie Schmidt to make a Cajun classic, the beignet.
First, a bill that would have Arkansas legislators study readiness of the state's public schools to respond to acts of violence has been approved by the State House of Representatives. If you'll recall, State Senator Linda Chesterfield introduced Senate Bill 93 to determine what Arkansas's public schools need to ensure safety of their students. While the study would assess schools' policies and procedures regarding active shooter or other situations where school students and faculty might be in danger, the legislation itself would not impose specific policies on school districts, leaving schools to decide what response measures work best for them.
I don't like one-size-fits-all legislation because each school district is different and each school district is better suited to determine its own needs, but I want them to have something in place and make them aware of the necessity of having something in place on the front end rather than after a tragedy has happened.
The bill heads back to the state Senate for approval of a House amendment that made minor changes to the bill's language.
The Applied Sustainability Center at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has selected 8 cities to take part in a sustainable energy initiative by the center. In late November, the center received a grant from the Arkansas Community Foundation for the center's Sustainable Energy Scorecards and Education for Municipalities program, a program that will help cities explore energy efficiency and renewable energy in their communities. Cities selected for the program include Arkadelphia, Fayetteville, Gold, Harrison, Hot Springs, North Little Rock, Searcy, and Wynn. The energy footprint of those cities will be studied, and Michelle Hossel, the director of the Applied Sustainability Center, says cities' progress towards sustainable energy consumption will be monitored.
Depending on the city, we have anywhere from 3 to 8 years' worth of energy records. So we know how much energy it takes to run a particular community. Everything from the city, municipal government, to the schools, the households, the commercial and industrial sector. That establishes a baseline for energy consumption. And then once the city begins to focus in a comprehensive and holistic way on driving energy efficiency, we'll be able to see the reduction in energy consumption over time. Hopefully.
She says the center will also look at cities' deployment of renewable energy resources, assessing how many more kilowatt hours are being generated for use by selected cities in coming years. According to a release from the university, the cities selected for the program were chosen to ensure diversity in terms of total population and utility type, and cities were also selected based on their reputation for being serious about sustainability initiatives.
Residents of the city of Lincoln tonight will have the opportunity to watch the film Lincoln. It's a biography about the life of the 16th President of the United States during the Civil War. The screening takes place on what would have been President Lincoln's 204th birthday. Mary Ann Spears is the principal of Lincoln High School.
We had a company from San Francisco get with us called Active Voice, but our school board approved that we could do that. We're one of 8 cities in the nation to show that, and mainly chosen because our name is Lincoln. So the other 7 towns are also named Lincoln. Nation.
The film has received 12 nominations for this year's Academy Awards ceremony, which takes place later this month in Hollywood. But tonight's screening is free and it's open to the public. It will take place beginning at 5 in the Lincoln Middle School Auditorium, and a panel discussion about the meaning of leadership and civic engagement will precede the film.
The college baseball season starts this weekend, and the Diamond Hogs have already raked in predictions and favorable rankings. This morning, one more prediction was added to the list. The SEC preseason coaches poll predicts that the season will bring the first-ranked Razorbacks its 3rd Southeastern Conference championship. The poll also predicted that Vanderbilt will take first place in the SEC Eastern Division, pitting the team against the Razorbacks in the SEC championship. The last time Arkansas has taken the SEC crown was 2004, but the Hogs return 5 position starters and 10 pitchers from last year's team, which tied for 3rd in the College World Series. The Diamond Hogs open the 20. 2013 season Friday when they open a three-game weekend series at home against Western Illinois.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. The National Weather Service in Tulsa has issued a winter weather advisory for much of the KUAF listening area. The advisory in effect from 6 tonight until 6 tomorrow morning for Carroll, Franklin, Benton, Washington, and Madison counties. In addition, the National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a similar advisory for Boone, Newton, and Johnson counties from 9 tonight until 6 tomorrow morning. According to the advisory, rain or snow will transition to all snow in the evening, and the transition will first occur over areas of higher elevation where the highest amounts of snowfall are predicted. John Lewis of the National Weather Service in Little Rock says the snow will miss much of the state.
The accumulating snow would be mainly north of, let's say, Mena to Morrilton to Jonesboro, with the most snow in the northwest from around Fayetteville to around Harrison, where you could see a couple of 3 inches of accumulation by Wednesday morning.
He says the state will see another chance of snow on Friday.
And there's an 80% chance of precipitation with chances of snow after 9 o'clock tonight and a low of 29 degrees in northwest Arkansas. There's a 70% chance of precipitation with small chances of snow accumulation and a low of 33 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with highs of 46 in northwest Arkansas and a high of 53 in the Arkansas River Valley. It will be clear tomorrow night with lows from 27 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 32 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.